Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here with me in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser Music Studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune. He rewrites it in the style of a great classical composer. We get one of our listeners on the line to try to guess two things about what Bruce has just played for us. A hidden tune in there and the name of the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. Jay Williams is on the phone from Marietta, Georgia. Jay, welcome. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here. Thank you.
Jay, what's your musical background?
I've always been musically inclined. I'm one of those enviable people with pitch recognition. You know, people call it perfect pitch. I don't like that term because it's not perfect. It's just very good.
All right. I have to stop you right there. Bruce, play a note on the piano.
A flat.
Well, I was thinking G sharp, but you're close enough.
Wow. So, okay. You can recognize pitches. Okay, so continue on from there. You were just beginning to tell us your musical background. Sorry.
Well, I got my master's in theory and in practice from Indiana.
Oh, very good. Okay.
It ended up being a double master's in music theory and trombone.
Aha, trombone. Okay.
Yeah.
What else do you play besides trombone? Because nobody plays only trombone.
I've done cocktail piano, which I really like doing. I'm one of those who really likes it because it pays well. You get a lot of wine, and nobody cares if your fingers hit more keys than you intended. Yeah.
Nice.
And you tend to play for rich groups.
Hopefully people who leave good tips.
Yeah.
So you must play all kinds of different music, too.
Yeah. I got into classical music through contemporary classical music. I wasn't that interested until I heard Bartok and guys like that, and I asked myself, now, how did you get from Beethoven to this?
Mm.
And I got curious. I had to trace back and see how did they get there.
Interesting. Interesting perspective on the history of music. So, Jay, Bruce is going to play this for you. And then your job, of course, twofold. There'll be a hidden tune. See if you can name the hidden tune. And also the composer whose style Bruce is mimicking. So,
okay. You
all set?
Yeah.
All right. Here's Bruce Adolph with your Piano Puzzler.
Thank you. I love Ravel's harmonies. That was fast.
So,
Miroir, I forgot which thing that is.
Well, it is based on a famous piano piece of Ravel, absolutely.
So we're talking about French composer Maurice Ravel.
Maurice Ravel, and you're right. But it isn't Miroir, but the piece Le Gibet is from Gaspard de la Nuit.
Yeah. The thing we always call Gasping in the Night.
Right, exactly. Well, now that we have that out of the way, let's try to go for the tune, which might suddenly become even clearer simply because you're not thinking about anything else now. Let's try that.
The name just escapes me.
Let's see. Let me think if I can give you a hint. It is from a show. The show is Kiss Me, Kate.
Oh, so it's Cole Porter.
That's right.
Oh, man. Nah, I don't think the title's going to come to me.
Okay. Well, shall we just throw in the tune then?
Yeah.
It's So In Love, and it begins Strange Dear But True Dear.
Oh, okay. No, I'd forgotten that title, but...
okay, that's okay. Well, you did great, because Ravel, I have to say, I was very concerned that the sound of Ravel in Le Gibet, it's much darker and stranger.
Yeah.
So it was great that you got that, because that made me feel like I can still push the envelope when I need to.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's gorgeous.
So the tune So In Love by Cole Porter, rewritten in the style of Maurice Ravel, and in fact borrowing heavily from a particular piece by Ravel from the collection called Gaspard de la Nuit, a collection of piano pieces. Jay, I mean, the first words out of your mouth when Bruce finished playing it the first time were Ravel. I mean, that was immediately where you went. And that really is the core of the piano puzzler, is recognizing the signature sound of different composers. And you aced that.
That was great.
Well, for playing our piano puzzler this week, we'll send you a recording of a classic piano puzzler and also an autographed copy of the score to that classic puzzler signed by Bruce Adolph himself.
That's cool.
Jay, how do you hear piano puzzlers?
I'm a member of WABE FM in Atlanta.
Ah, WABE, right, the great classical music station in Atlanta. Jay Williams from Marietta, Georgia, thank you so much for playing our piano puzzler this week.
You're welcome. It was fun.
Oh, it was fun having you. And Bruce, we'll do it again next week.
Bye, friend.